Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Good afternoon and welcome to For the Love of Pomegranate podcast for a team sheet tantrum. I've no idea if it's going to be just me or not, but Neil assures me he's endeavouring to get onto the podcast here, but you'll have to bear with us for a few minutes while we try and sort that out. He is on his jollies at the moment, so it is difficult for him to get in there. Hope you're all well. Results had been going our way until Spurs equalised there a few minutes ago. But all is good. Oh, we found him.
I am here, I think.
There we go. You're on your right side and all. We couldn't have Anton Deck on the wrong side.
No. They like Bailey playing on the left. Although I do like Bailey on the left. We're on record as saying that. I don't know if anybody can hear me. I've had to drive. This is the dedication to the podcast, Paddy. Where I am is next stop New York, as some of you will know, here in Ireland. And I've actually gone and I scouted out a couple of people and I asked them where the best place to get into the collection was. And everybody said best of luck was exactly what it was. So this morning I got up around half past six and I drove around looking at my phone. I know you shouldn't be doing that, but I am in the middle of nowhere. Looking at my phone to see where I could get 4 bars of phone reception. And I've driven back to that spot now to be able to do the podcast today. So I'm absolutely really looking forward to this game. I am going to be able to watch the game, thankfully. But I'm really looking forward to it, Paddy.
I think we all are. And we should probably tell people that we have to be gone out of here by 4:40 today. Because I have to be on a bus at 4:45 to go and meet the rest of the Limerick Lions to watch the game with. And I'm really looking forward to it. Look, it's a huge game. As things happen around the league today, we've only got to do our own job. And, you know, we badly need to turn these guys over today. And it's over to you and Emery to work your magic.
Yeah, Paddy, I'm not going to be able to pop up the team when it does come up, so I'll be relying on you for that. But I think today's team, you know, or today's game, should I say, is it's going to be massive considering Spurs. I presume Spurs are still drawing as we speak, 1-1.
Not sure. I'll have to check that for you.
You have to check that.
Still says 1-1. Yeah. Every game in the Premier League. Except for Bournemouth, and Bournemouth are winning 1-0. The rest of them are all 1-1.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds. I don't know if anyone else can hear that, but it seems to be really coming through. I can hear you about 14 times, and I can't seem to turn it off.
But yeah, so I don't know if anyone can hear reverb or can hear Paddy echoing, let me know and I'll see if I can fix it. But because I can hear Paddy echoing in my ears. But I think that Jacob Ramsey's going to make it today. I think I just have a funny feeling that we're maybe not from the start, but I think he's going to be on the bench. And I think that's going to be a huge boost for Villa today. With John McGinn being out, we're going to need to be able to rotate in and out in midfield, I think, today. I think Unai Emery knows that also. I think that probably the back four we will see. Kanza, obviously, at right back with no Matty Cash in there. Torres and Diego Carlos, I think, will play today. I'm not sure about Longley, whether he will be in there, but I think it might be Torres and Diego Carlos with Dina right back. That's kind of what I'm saying. The lineup is going to be today. Yeah, Dina left back. It's good. We've got options, I think, today. Like, I know we're cursing injuries and we're cursing Matty Cash's injury because it's probably the one area whereby we didn't want to get an injury. But at the end of the day, you know, we have players who can come in there. I think McGinn still is the big miss for us. You know, this is game two of his three-game sojour. Obviously, we've got Man City coming up on Tuesday night, and then he'll be back, you would imagine, for Brentford at the next weekend. So, you know, getting something out of Wolves today is really, really important, I think, without Captain Fantastic there.
Yeah, Unai Emery is saying in the comments that JJ is on the bench. Mark asks, is a draw okay if Spurs draw today? No, it's time to start making ground. If Spurs are going to fuck up and get a draw today, we need to push on and get the 3 points. It's time to start pushing ourselves ahead of these teams and not just keeping ourselves at arm's length. We have to go and win today by any means necessary for me.
A draw is only okay today. So if Spurs draw today, a draw is only okay for us today if Man United draw or lose against Brentford. That's my way of thinking, because, you know, we're like a fellow who's cheating on his partner at the moment. That's kind of the way we are. We're trying to keep an eye on both of them. So we're trying to make sure that one doesn't tell the other and that one doesn't find out, that kind of a thing between Spurs and Man United today. So we're going to be looking at both results. And I think the only way that one is good is if both of the others drop points today. A draw is good if both of the others drop points. And just for the record, I know nothing about cheating on partners. So I'm just presuming that's what it's like.
Well, you know, when you get on an airplane, they tell you to look after your own oxygen mask first. That's what we need to do today, is put on our own oxygen mask and give ourselves breathing space between those behind us. So keep our own oxygen masks on, win our games at home, and we'll be in a really good place come the end of the season. But I'm not going to accept anything less than a win today unless the fucking idiot with a whistle sends someone's off in the first minute, because there's no other reason why we should be losing to Wolves today. We should be up for this more than anything, because we're badly overdue a good result against them. So that's my opinion on it.
I think Dawson being out today as well. I think Craig Dawson being out today is huge. That for me is probably bigger than Mateus Cunha. Like, and I know that Cunha's, you know, doing the business for them this season up top, and you know, him being fit is probably, like, he's the only probably fit striker that they have at the moment, outside of Nathan Fraser, you know, the young Irish under-19 international we spoke about in the pre-match. But I think Dawson being out is huge. You know, he's a leader. I remember when he was with West Ham, he was linked with us under Steven Gerrard. At the time, like, you can obviously talk about Dawson's frailties and stuff like that, but he's not a ball playing centre half, but he's somebody who's going to put himself on the line for anything. And he's a good captain. He's a good leader. He's a super, super pro, you know. So as those guys being missing out of defence for me is always a plus point. They're still going to have Kilman. They're still going to have Totti, is it? And the other centre half that they have there. So they still have a good stable centre halves to pick from, but I think Craig Dawson is a huge miss for them, and the other guy whose name escapes me begins with a B in midfield as well is a big miss for them. So they're equally as big as Matty Cash and John McGinn being out for us. And I think we probably have a team in a moment, Paddy, so we might be able to look at it.
Nearly due there, as Rob Henry says, Dawson always plays well against us too, which doesn't help. I don't know how to put the team up on the screen, but I will read it out when it comes in, Neil. And I'll read out the Wolves team as well. We should be nearly there. It's half four according to my
clock. I really
clock.
Should show you how to share the screen, how to share the team on screen. I think, you know, it's only been 4.5 years of us doing the podcast. I think it's about time I show you how to put the team up on the screen, isn't it?
It is, I suppose, yeah. Here's the team. It's in.
I have it here myself, actually, as well.
Alex Moreno is playing. Martinez, Konza, Carlos, Torres, Moreno, Bailey, Tielemans, Luis, Rogers, Diaby, and Watkins. So,
yeah,
strong.
That's the team I would, with JJ not being in the starting lineup, I would have expected Rogers to play. You know, Carlos is in there like I expected. Moreno being at left back, there's no, you know, as I say, there's no real surprise there, but that's a really strong team considering we're a team that has people out injured at the moment and suspended. So yeah, absolutely go for it. We're at home today, 5 o'clock kickoff, or half five kickoff, should I say. And a lot of Vida fans going to this. This is going to be a sellout, I would imagine, today or close. Nears makes no difference. I've seen a lot of Vida fans on the Stella since about 12 noon this morning. So things could be loud in the stadium, and I hope that's the case. But yeah, really nice team. And what's the bench like, Paddy?
Bench is strong. Olsen, Luca Dean, Chambers, Longley, Zaniolo, Duran, Kessler Hayden, Tim Irigbunam, and Omari Kellyman.
No, so JJ on the bench, so.
Kellyman, so no JJ. I suppose, like, Moreno hasn't had the same impact this season as he had last season. I know he's had injuries, but that's the only thing I never got a chance to say it because you went off on one, but I would have picked Carlos as well, just given how I watched Longley trying to play. And that's no slight on Longley. I like him, but it was just, it doesn't suit him to be playing on the right-hand side of that defence. But this to me is a very attacking side. You've got Diaby in there. You got Bailey in there. You got Rogers in there, all supporting Watkins. And then you've obviously got Tielemans and Luis, who will sit in front of the back four, as we would expect. But, like, that's as strong as attacking options as we have. Set aside Buendia, maybe, if he's fully fit. I don't think there's anybody else that comes into that team. You will have Zaniolo, of course, chomping at the bit after the week he's had to get in there. I'm sure Duran would too if needed. But look, that's probably as good as strong a team as we could possibly hope for. And I'll let you feel while I try and pull up the Wolves team here.
Yeah, I agree. Look, it's you know, we're playing with what we have. I didn't expect Jung Tim to be in there, and therefore Youri Tielemans has to come back into that role, into that that sixth position, or probably an eighth position. I think this is probably going to be more of a 4-4-2 with Diaby right up top beside or playing just off, should I say, Ollie Watkins. I think that's what this looks like to me. I don't think it's a 4-2-3-1. The reason I don't think that is because you're not going to be able to curtail Tielemans and Luis from trying to join in an attack, because that's what they've done best for Aston Villa this season as well. Tielemans coming off 2 goals for Belgium. You know, he's going to be as high as a kite after that. Same with Morgan Rogers coming off 2 goals for the 20s for England or the 21s. He's going to be absolutely flying it as well. We've got a fresh Leon Bailey. We've got Ollie Watkins, who had some DM time as well. And same with Diaby. I think it's a very it should be a very confident midfield in general. Douglas Luiz obviously getting time for Brazil as well, you know, and all those little personal accolades, they come together and it's for people to be kind of, I suppose, you know, you look good, feel good, play good kind of a situation. You know, confidence has been a big factor within this team. Unai Emery has built up players' confidence and got them playing well. And when this team is confident, they do play well. And I hope that's the way they are today. Because individually, all of those should be really proud of the week, last two weeks that they put down with their international teams as well. Did you get the Wolves team?
I have.
Is Fraser up top? I see someone popped in.
He's not Chiwomi, whoever that is.
All right.
An 18-year-old. He's so fresh here that this app doesn't know how old he is. He's from the under 18 team, so he's a young buck up there for a start. Anyway, Sa and goal, Semedo, Bueno, Kilman, Totti, Aitnori, Gomez, Lamina, Doyle, Sarabia, and Chiwomi.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I like that midfield. That midfield of Gomez, Lamina, and Doyle. There's lots of, like, that's where our two in midfield is gonna have to work extra hard. And I'd imagine Tim will come in at some stage, you know, to shore that up there at some stage. But you know, they're going with a 3-5-2. They're gonna try and bog it down in midfield. Who did you say was up top
again? Chiwome. Chiwome.
And did you say Mateus Cunha was there?
Lamina and Sarabia.
Yeah, did you say Mateus Cunha was there?
No Cunha.
Sarabia is there. Sarabia. Okay, yeah. So Sarabia will play off. Will probably play off. Off that mush up top as well, and then that midfield will be what it is. And yeah, look, they're coming to Villa Park. We have the team, as I mentioned, that we have a very, very attacking team out there. I'm expecting us to go for it and to score goals early. I'm going to give you guys, because I can see my internet is dropping really, really poorly at the moment, and I don't want to affect the quality of this. And I know you got to be gone in 4 minutes as well, Paddy. I'm going to give my score prediction. I think Aston Villa are going to win. I think Villa are going to win 3-1 today. I don't know why.
I'm going to go one better. I'm going to go 4-1 today. I think we're going to be 3-0 up at halftime, and we're going to beat them 4-1 today. And I'm being pessimistic letting that goal in. Go but yeah, it. You're gone, are you? Can you hear me? No, we may have lost Neil, and you'll be losing me in 3 minutes because I have a bus to catch. But yeah, I envisage goals today for both teams, and I'm going to go 4-1 to Villa just to be oddball with the prediction. There's a lot of predictions in there. I'll just run through a few of them quickly. Max says 3-1. Simon says 4-1. Flange says 3-0. They're all going too quick for me here. Jet says 3-0 Villa. Seamus says hope all lads don't see it. Junior's gone 3-0. Stephen Brown's gone 3-1. Michael says, go, Paddy, go. I'm doing my best here. Rob Henry goes 3-0 Villa. Ollie Brace and Morgan. And you know what? I think it'd be good for young Morgan to get a goal today. I think that would really top off the day and make things a whole lot better for us. Sorry that we've lost Neil in this. He's just messaged me to say his phone overheated in the sun. Would you believe that? In March in Ireland, after the winter we've had. Anyway, there you go. Sea Lion Eye has gone for 3-1. Standing on the Word has gone for 2-1. Won't open for me. Richard Laws has gone 1-0. Aaron Cunningham has gone 3-1. Sub Home Gamer has gone... Oh, 2-1 Spurs. Okay. There we go. That just puts a kibosh on it. And you know what? That just makes us have to work a little bit harder. That's all we can do. So I'm going to leave you there because I've got a bit of running to do. But thanks very much for listening in. We won't be back in a post-match because, as you could see, Neil is away from home and I am going to be in the pub. So I wouldn't inflict that on you, especially if we get robbed today, the same way the officials have carried out their business today for everybody, including Burnley and Newcastle. So, it's not 2-1 yet. Ruled out for offside. Great. Hope it stays that way. But have a good one, lads. Appreciate you all coming in. Hope you enjoy the game. Hopefully we get 3 points for everybody. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Podcast Network.